Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And stand in the gap with us. Welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and Saint Sebastian, the patron of athletes. And his story will begin with a few quotes. If there are many persecutions, there are many testings. Where there are many crowns of victory, there are many trials of strength. The devil strains every nerve to secure the souls which belong to Christ. We should not grudge our toil in wresting them from Satan and giving them back to God. So that should be our motivation, to bring them back to God. The last words of Saint Sebastian, martyr, died in 288. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. Now that sounds very familiar to another saint, you know, Saint Stephen, does it not? It sure do. O holy souls, drawn the fire of God's love into my soul to reveal Jesus crucified in me here on earth rather than hereafter in purgatory. So just looking at some thoughts related to Saint Sebastian. When it is all over, you will not regret having suffered. Rather, you will regret having suffered so little and suffered that little so badly. In other words, we don't want to be crybabies. No, and I don't think that's what Saint Sebastian would call us. I think Saint Sebastian would be saying something like that, if I can do it, you can do it. I think that's his perspective on all this. Saint Sebastian, patron of athletes, became very important to me growing up, as I was very much in sports from a young age, and learning that Saint Sebastian is the patron saint of athletes, his story aided in my Catholic faith as I placed the importance of being steadfast in the faith, something that Saint Paul instructs us as well. And Saint Sebastian grew up as a Christian in Milan in order to assist the confessors, the priests, and martyrs in his time, in their surroundings. He went to Rome about the year 98 and enlisted in the army, and he became an officer and a favorite of the Emperor Diocletian. Marcus and Marcellinus, and the two twin brothers, had been imprisoned for their faith. And Sebastian, seeing this, exhorted them to remain loyal to Christ. And Christ be our light. So Saint Sebastian entered the Roman army because he could assist the martyrs without arousing suspicion. And he is also mentioned in a sermon on Psalms 118 by the 4th century Bishop Ambrose of Milan, Saint Ambrose. In his sermon, Saint Ambrose stated that Saint Sebastian came from Milan, that he was already venerated there at the time. And Saint Sebastian had roots coming from southern France, and he was educated in Milan. He joined the Roman army in 283 AD, ostensibly to be of service to other Christians who were being persecuted by the Romans. And Saint Sebastian distinguished himself, and for his excellent service, he was promoted to serve in the Praetorian Guard to protect Emperor Diocletian. That was a high rank. Saint Sebastian was named captain in the Praetorian Guard, who guarded Emperor Diocletian, as did the Emperor Maximum when Diocletian went to the east, and neither knew that Sebastian was a Catholic. While serving as a Praetorian Guard, Marcus and Marcellian, twin brothers, were in prison for refusing to make public sacrifices to the Roman gods. The brothers were deacons of the Catholic Church. During their imprisonment, their parents visited them to implore them to renounce Christianity. However, Saint Sebastian convinced both parents to convert to Christianity. And so Saint Sebastian also converted several other prominent individuals, including the local prefect. And God confirmed his words by a miracle. And many more led to embrace the Catholic faith, including the prefect of Rome and his son, Tiburtius. Marcus and Marcellinus met their martyrdom by being nailed by the feet to a post, and after 20 hours of suffering, were shot to death by arrows. And Saint Sebastian, having aided many martyrs, was himself brought before the emperor, who reproached him with ingratitude and delivered him to some archers to be shot to death. And this led to his discovery, and he was reported as a Christian to Emperor Diocletian in 286. And the emperor, who was already infamous for ordering the death of hundreds of Christians, scolded Sebastian and ordered him to be killed by having him tied to a stake on a training field and used as target practice. And Sebastian had prudently concealed his faith, but in 286 it was detected, and Diocletian reproached him for his supposed betrayal, and he commanded him to be led to a field and there to be bound to a stake so that the chosen archers would shoot arrows at him. And the arrows shot at him till he was full of arrows and he was left there for dead. Miraculously, the arrows did not kill him. Archers riddled his body with arrows. His body was described as full of arrows, and believed to be dead, the archers left his body for burial. and he was recovered by Irene of Rome. Christian husband was a servant to Diocletian and also martyred. Now, Irene discovered that Saint Sebastian was still living, and she hid him and nursed him back to health. And Saint Sebastian later stood by a staircase where the emperor was to pass and challenged Diocletian for his cruelties against Christians. And greatly astonished at finding Saint Sebastian alive, the emperor ordered that Saint Sebastian be seized and beaten to death and his body thrown into the sewer of Rome. And Saint Sebastian was thus suffered a double martyrdom. Saint Sebastian, pray for us. Irene of Rome went to retrieve his body to bury it a second time and discovered he was still alive, and she brought him back to her house and nursed him back to his health. O Holy Lady, a holy lady named Luciana, admonished by the martyr in a vision, privately removed the body and buried it in the catacombs at the entrance of the cemetery of St. Calixtus, where now stands the Basilica of St. Sebastian. And he is the patron saint of archers and athletes and of those who desire a saintly death. And he was also venerated as a protector from the bubonic plague and as a patron of plague victims. And according to teachings, he was born in Gaul, went to Rome, and joined the Roman army because there he could assist the martyrs without arousing suspicions. And he was said to have cured a woman of muteness simply by his presence. 78 people were converted instantly when this happened. And according to tradition, two brothers, Mark and Marcellian, twins and deacons, were in prison for not denouncing God. And Saint Sebastian is a popular male saint, especially today among athletes, such as was myself. In medieval times, he was regarded as a saint with a special ability to intercede to protect from plague, and devotion to him greatly increased when plagues were active. Finally, he was found out and brought before Emperor Diocletian and delivered to the archers to be shot to death. And his body was pierced with arrows, and he was left for dead. But he was found still alive by Irene of Rome. And his courage . So Saint Sebastian is the patron saint of soldiers, athletes, and those who desire a saintly death. O Lord, grant us the spirit of fortitude, so that guided by the example of the martyr Saint Sebastian, we may learn to bear witness to the Christian faith and patiently support the sufferings of life. Through Christ our Lord, amen. And merciful Father, may the glorious intercession of your blessed martyr, Saint Sebastian, be our protection. Bless our parish, named in the honor of Saint John Paul II, and placed under the protection of all the saints. Grant all that we ask for in these days of prayer in preparation for his feast, which, according to your will, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Saint Sebastian, pray for us. And as he interceded for those who were in prison at his time, well, we pray for our priests in our time. Because the world is in such upheaval today. So we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy today that they would hold fast to the deposit of faith held from Christ, the apostles and their successors. So we pray for our priests today.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Joy is prayer, joy is strength, joy is love, and joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons, so keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. And Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom . Lord, incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them, and let them live in you, and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. And we pray for all our bishops Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up his role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray for our deacons, Lord Jesus Christ, servant of all. Praise to the Lord. Send your spirit upon our deacons as they serve your church. Give our deacons eyes to see the needs of your people, and give them a discerning mind to know your truth. And give our deacons a generous spirit, Lord, when they are tired but needed. And give our deacons a humble heart when their work goes unnoticed. And Lord, give our deacons health of body, that they may serve you with strength. And give our deacons fertile ground for your inspiration and love. And comfort them when they question themselves and their ministry. And make their hearts, Lord, like yours, so your deacons may love your people. Amen. And we pray for our seminarians, Lord. Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. When they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make the hearts of our seminarians like yours. Amen. Lord, give them strength when they feel weak, love when they feel forsaken, courage when they feel afraid, wisdom when they feel foolish, comfort when they feel alone, hope when they feel rejected, and peace when they feel in turmoil. Lord, fill your church with the spirit of courage and love. Raise up worthy ministers for your altars. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And we pray for all of our altar servers, Lord, to be Christ's page at the altar, to serve him freely there, where even the angels falter, bowed low in reverent prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for the altar servers who serve during Holy Mass in your sacred presence. May their hearts be filled with joy and peace, and may your Spirit always guide them so they may grow in your love by the grace of the Heavenly Father. Amen. Lord, open their mouths to bless your holy name. Cleanse their heart from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten their understanding and inflame their will so they may serve worthily at your holy altar. And thank you, Lord, for letting the altar servers come before your altar so that with your help, they will praise the Father in heaven as his server. And help us to find joy in serving at your altar, Lord. Help them to find gladness in knowing and doing your will in all things. And holding fast to the altar server motto, all for the honor and glory of God. And like altar servers, we pray for all our children, Lord. We pray for all our children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And we pray for our children all over the world. Much is taking place in our governments, in our schools, in abortion. All these things have hurt families. Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. St. Joseph, watch over us and care for us, just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son, and so grow in strength and wisdom. In the favor of God, amen. St. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious St. Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Sebastian, Saint Nicholas, and Saint Maria Goretti, and St. Daphna, and St. Philomena, and St. Gianna, and St. Christopher, and St. Michael the Archangel, and St. Raphael the Archangel, and St. Monica, and St. Anthony, and St. Gabriel the Archangel. Lord, you are children and our grandchildren's refuge and fortress. The God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength, in whom I will trust. My shield and the horn of my salvation. My stronghold and my refuge and my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, we pray for the end of abortion. We pray that every life will be respected and honored and cherished, recognizing, Lord, that every blessing is a gift from you. Every life is a blessing from, every gift of life is a blessing from you. God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And we pray for those, Lord, who have recently passed from this life into the next life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command we return to dust. And those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. And may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away, and unite us together again in one family, to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents, and may they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. And we pray, Lord, for the prodigals. Thank you, Lord, for loving the prodigal even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for America and for our soldiers and veterans We ask you, Lord, to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. And we pray for the prisoner. We pray for those who are resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs, and those who serve in hospitals, our doctors and nurses. And we pray for all those who are sick there. We pray that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the elderly, Lord. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. And we pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses set throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. And we pray and we thank you, Lord, for loving us. And holding on to us. That you would never let us go. Yes, and he would raise us up, and he raises us up. Whatever obstacles there might be that's preventing you from coming to Christ. Now, recently, I was speaking with someone that admitted that he was a homosexual. And I basically invited him to look into the teachings of Christ. And he said that he would rather love what he considered love to his homosexual lover in hell than to go to heaven. And I thought, how sad. I said, I told him, you don't know what you're saying. You have no idea what you're saying. And I told him, and I shared with him of some of those that I had known in the past or had some influence over, that had some homosexual that became Christian and turned their lives. And I told him that I believed that the Lord can change the heart of and condition of any man or any person who seeks and wishes to seek him. It's about conversion and his mercy and forgiveness, and to recognize our need for him. But this individual just at that time refused to accept our Lord and his mercy, and would prefer the dark world that his lifestyle was giving him. And I just, how sad that is. So if there's obstacles like this that's barring you from coming to Christ in a deeper way, frequenting the sacraments, going to Mass, receiving the Eucharist in the state of grace, and following the teachings of the Catholic Church, and praying the Rosary, if there's things that are barring you from this, then, as I would say to the individual I spoke with, let it go. No sin or vice is worth going to hell. Nothing is no. Jesus gives us a means to avoid that, and that we can go to heaven by accepting him. So whatever those obstacles are, let them go.
Isolation, and it looks like I'm a queen.
we can call God our Father. I mean, how beautiful that is.
The fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major league.
May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, by all the creatures of God, and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the most holy sacrament of the altar. And tomorrow, Saint Agnes will be entering into the gap tomorrow. And so that will be tomorrow as we will close for today with Saint Sebastian. As we will close, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the Lord bless and may we accept his peace. May we accept him in our lives and remove any of those obstacles, the obstacles of sin. May all of that be removed by our will as we seek his will, so that we will seek our Lord. All right. Well, we will see you tomorrow. God bless you all. Good day.